Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in here to the Gym Class on KGYM. We're located at 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Beautiful day outside. Had a chance over the noon hour to drive by the parking lot at St. Andrews. It was fairly full out there. Now, it's a Wednesday. Keep that in mind, Mark. It's Wednesday. Might have the Wednesday game going today.
It is 51 as I came into the studio.
Beautiful day outside today, especially when the sun was out, peeking out earlier on today. But, yeah, a lot of people playing golf out there today, and more power to them. Happy that somebody's getting to play golf today.
Yeah.
I would have loved to. We could have done it today, couldn't we? We played in worse.
Well, sure, but we can't punt the show.
No, we can't miss the show. Can't miss the show, especially on a day like today with National Signing Day. The early signing period going on. Iowa and Iowa State both happy with their classes. Most got the folks that they thought they would get, and even a couple more as far as the case for Iowa is concerned. You were telling me UNI is not going to divulge their class and that until February, but there are some people.
That's what I had read, yeah.
There are some people that have tweeted out that they have gone and signed with UNI. Let's see. Maverick Catros from center point Urbana, the linebacker, said he signed with UNI. So he's one of them.
A little bit of news trickling out at UNI, but Iowa has issued a press release, a news release its class. And Iowa State also announcing most of its signees as well. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media at 4 o'clock. At which he will say, I really like this class and looking forward to working with them and seeing what they can do.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Yeah, tell me where you've heard that before. It's interesting because, you know, it's the game. It's the number game. How many stars you got? How many stars did you average? Where are you as far as the national recruiting scope is concerned? Iowa State in Iowa, well, Iowa State safely in the top 40. Iowa, I think, a little bit behind that right now as far as most of the major talent evaluating services are concerned. And you don't know how they're going to play out until 3 years down the road. Iowa's best class to date was probably their worst performing and ended up being their least amount of player class that came in a few years ago and was nothing pretty much but trouble. And so that's why I always look back to. But anyway, and also, by the way, the next time that certain universities talk about having somebody poached from them or that they don't do any poaching, Iowa got picked up two today that were at one point verbally committed somewhere else. Iowa invited them in for an official visit toward the end of the recruiting process, and they signed with the Hawkeyes. So, you know, it's the game that is played out there. Right, Mark Dukes?
It is indeed, and you're right. We're not going to know until years down the road what these players end up being in the college ranks. It's just the way it is. Some will contribute more readily than not, and a couple, three, maybe participate next year. I know you know, there's going to be some early enrollees. I was excited about Ezra Miller, an offensive lineman out of Holstein, Iowa, of all places.
Ridgeview High, the former Galva Holstein up there. Mm-hmm. Now a part of Ridgeview. I think they went together with Eastwood, Correctionville.
Iowa did get a couple guys to flip. Shadrick Byrd, the running back out of Alabama. He's joining the ranks. And I think the linebacker, correct me if I'm wrong, Yahweh Judy,
yes,
out of Florida, flipped from Kansas State
to Iowa.
That
because of the Bill Snyder situation down
evidently
there.
Mm-hmm.
Liked Bill Snyder, and not that he didn't like the new staff, but opened things up again in Iowa jumped in there. And Hawkeyes offered him, and he took it after a visit. So a couple of guys that Iowa didn't expect. The Iowa list looks like this, and it's really, aside from the two guys you mentioned, Mark, it's the group that they thought they would have. Dane Belton, a defensive back from Tampa. Justin Britt, he is from another player from Warren Central in Indianapolis, offensive lineman from the football factory out there in the heartland and crossroads of America. You mentioned Shadrick Byrd, the running back out of Alabaster, Alabama, 5'10", 210-pounder. He was people like Troy, Sunbelt schools, were kind of after him a little bit, but ended up going to Iowa. The All-State linebacker, Jack Campbell, out of Cedar Falls, he is going to be a Hawkeye. Sebastian Castro, defensive back out of Oaklawn, Illinois. Tyler Andres, the big freshman out of Norwalk, 6'6", 300-pound lineman. Noah Fenske, 6'4", 295-pound lineman out of New Hampton, Iowa. Tyler Goodson, the running back out of Sewanee, Georgia. Very good get for the Hawks. They like him. Jalen Hunt, defensive lineman out of Detroit. Desmond Hudson, a wide receiver, a big wide receiver, 6'4", guy out of Raytown, Missouri, another big-time football program down there in the Kansas City area. Justin Jacobs, a linebacker out of Englewood, Ohio. You mentioned Yahweh Judy, the linebacker out of Pompano Beach, Florida. Cardinal Gibbons High that switched from Kansas State to Iowa. Jake Karchinski, he is a defensive lineman out of DePere, Wisconsin. Sam Laporta from Highland, Illinois, a tight end, 6'4", 225-pounder. Logan Lee from Orion, Illinois, another tight end. Dayron McKinney, a defensive back from River Rouge, Michigan. Josiah Miaman from Peoria, he is a tight end. Ezra Miller from Ridgeview, as you mentioned, out in western Iowa. Alex Padilla, the lone quarterback out of the class, 6'1", 190, from Greenwood Village, Colorado, and Cherry Creek High in the Denver area. And Chris Reams, interesting young man, defensive end, 6'7", 225-pounder out of Van Meter, right around the Des Moines area down there. And he's a guy that they really think that they can put some weight on and make him into an Anthony Nelson guy. He's got the 6'7 frame already, very skinny right now, but they think they can do something with him. And then walk-ons for committed walk-ons for Iowa, including three from the state of Iowa. Nick DeYoung, the offensive lineman from Pella, 6'6", 260-pounder. Kyler Fisher, defensive back out of Gowrie, Iowa, Southeast Valley. Taylor Fox, a lineman out of East Buchanan and Winthrop, 6'3", 270. And then the kicker from the state of Wisconsin, Muskego, Wisconsin, Lucas Amaya. So that is your class for the Hawkeyes this year.
Every position group really addressed, four offensive linemen, and some of these players may switch positions. I understand that.
Yeah, four tight ends are in there, and they're not all going to play tight end.
Three each, a tight end, linebacker, defensive line, a couple running backs, three defensive backs, a quarterback, and a wide receiver.
There you go. Iowa State. Take a look. They have pretty much everyone that they sign, including Brock, the terrific running back out of Quincy, Illinois, four-star recruit, second biggest recruit as far as the scouting services are concerned that Iowa State has ever had behind Alan Lazard. Ezra Anderson from down in Florida, a wide receiver, another big target, 6'5", 210-pounder. Easton Dean, quarterback out of Oswego, Kansas, 6'6", 220-pounder. So another big guy right there. Verdell Edwards, the second defensive back out of Plano, Texas. Cole Flansburg, the linebacker out of Solon, signed with Iowa State. Leonard Glass, he is considered an athlete out of Fresno, California. Breece Hall, another running back out of Wichita Northwest. Eric Horn, freshman linebacker out of Jacksonville, Florida. Jared Hufford, he is a offensive lineman out of Newark, Ohio. Deshane James, interesting guy. 6'2", 200-pound wide receiver out of Chandler, Arizona. Oh, by the way, if that sounds familiar, that's Brock Purdy's school. Sat out his senior year with an injury. Missed all of last year. That's the guy Brock Purdy threw to all the time in high school. He is going to go play for Iowa State. Vonzell Kelly from Lee's Summit, Missouri. Defensive back, Kim Manny King. Defensive back out of Newport Richey, Florida. A tight end from San Jose, Skyler Loving Black. DJ Miller, freshman defensive back from O'Fallon, Missouri, the St. Louis area. Blake Peterson from Alcester, South Dakota. He is a defensive end, 6'4", 250. Darian Porter, the speedster out of Bettendorf, 6'4", wide receiver, 180-pounder. Jake Remsburg, the big lineman out of West Des Moines Valley. Got to see him last Saturday. Dude's huge. he's a $10 cab ride around Jake. Daryl Simmons, 6'3", 295-pound offensive lineman out of Belleville, Illinois. Corey Suttle, 6'4", 250-pound freshman out of Jeff City, Missouri. And Grant Trever from Sioux Falls, Lincoln, South Dakota, 295-pound offensive lineman. So that is the Iowa State class as we know it right now.
Other news, former Iowa State quarterback Zeb Noland headed for North Dakota State. He will have 2 years of eligibility left. That will make two former Iowa State quarterbacks in the Missouri Valley Conference. Devin Moore, Matt Campbell's, I think, first recruit.
Very first recruit out of Waterloo West.
Transferring to South Dakota.
Correct. Could have two guys that played for Iowa State, as you mentioned, in the Missouri Valley Football Conference next year. 319-366-1600, that is her Tina Stocker Jewelers text line. Going to talk to Chris List coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk to the guy that's going to equip all these guys for Iowa, Greg Morris. We'll do that here in just a little bit. As you mentioned, not going to know. Everybody hang on, hang tight for 3 years.
Poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway, goes like this. Is signing day overrated? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
Overrated, no, because you need to know who it is.
Yeah.
But don't put a lot of stock into it, is my thinking on it. Because you don't know how many of these guys are going to pan out. You don't know how many are going to stay in the program. You just don't know. You just don't know how they're going to adapt to the world of football. It's not quite as clear-cut as basketball. Basketball is a little bit simpler. You don't have as many guys, and there's the AAU circuit and everything that goes on behind the scenes, some of which is being tore down right now by the federal government. But it's a little bit easier than football recruiting. Just ask Alex.
Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line 319-366-1600. Also our phone line, Kyle Mann, our producer, once again today. David and Hudson, all I will say is that I wish Iowa had one or two more wide receivers. Just one in this group.
Just one. Kind of the way it's been, though, for the last several years for Kirk Ferentz. But we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. All right, 316. We're going to take a break, come back. Greg Morris is going to join us. He is the equipment manager for the Iowa Hawkeyes. The shoe guy, we'll talk with him when we return. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are locally owned and operated. Stop on by over the holidays. Back with more after this.
You've been honing your group of friends for a long time, selecting and keeping the ones who add flavor to life and leaving the rest behind. Quality over quantity, always. The same way Third Base has been refining our brews for the past 20 years. Maybe that's the reason good friends come back together at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in over the holidays. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
During the billion days of Christmas, we want to save you cash. So hurry in, these offers won't last.
Save big at Billion Automotive of Iowa City during the billion days of Christmas, now through December 22nd. We have huge rebates and discounts on remaining 2018 GMCs, including new 2018 GMC Sierras. They won't fit under your tree, but they sure will look good in your driveway. Visit Billion Automotive of Iowa City today or shop online at billionauto.com/GMC. We are professional grade.
Get out of the cold and warm up with the Cedar Rapids Colonel's annual Hot Stove Banquet. Wednesday, January 23rd, join the Colonel's at East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, which will be emceed by Twins radio broadcaster Corey Provis and include Twins Minor League Player of the Year Alex Kirilloff. The Colonel's 1994 Midwest League Championship team will also be honored. Tickets are $50, and all proceeds will benefit the Colonel's Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonel's Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Got some Christmas music here, thanks to Jeff Downing. You like the Christmas music, Mark?
I'm okay with it on this station.
That's Kyle's rocking,
company
man.
Line.
Kyle is rocking, man. All right, 320.
Give me some Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah, there you go. That was the Trans-Siberian Orchestra right there. 319-366-1600 as we rejoin you here on the gym class. Chris List going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. Before we bring on Greg Morris, Iowa football equipment manager, the shoe guy, we got to let everybody know this. One of the great, great last bastions of natural grass is going to be leaving us soon. Xavier High School announcing today that they are going to go to a field turf playing surface in 2019. The infamous crown at Saints Field.
Pronounced crown.
The greatest crown ever in the history of high school football, maybe bar none of football, is going to go away.
Xavier always running downhill.
Everybody was running downhill, and that thing, I will get to go. I will go see it one more time and take pictures of it, because you could not see below the waist of the people on the other side of the field. It was that great.
Check it out on Twitter, Xavier's feed. The rendering looks really nice.
Yeah, it does. It looks really good, and they will go because it costs. Saves you $40,000 a year, basically, to go to a pays for itself. Go to the field turf. And those questions and others we will talk about with Greg Morris. Haven't talked with Greg in a while. He's the equipment manager for the Iowa football team and very busy, I could imagine, right now. Native of Solon, James Morris's dad as well. And Greg, how you been? How you doing? We don't have Greg. Did we lose Greg? Hello, Greg. Can you hear us? All right, we'll try to get him back. What an intro, and then things faded out quickly, didn't it? I think. Try this one. Greg, can you hear us? Nope. Not sure why, Kyle. We'll try to get him back here. Want to put him on hold again? All right, there we go. We'll try. We'll get Greg. How about that? I had the greatest intro. Putting it together with the crown of Xavier's football field, and then bang, nothing.
Riveting.
Wasn't it? It was. We'll get Greg back.
We'll make up for
here.
It here in a minute.
We'll get him back on here. 319-366-1600, by the way. That's a Hurtina's Dr. Jewelers tech line. Get your questions ready for Chrysalis of rotowire.com. That's going to be coming up right after we talk to Greg. We'll get your fantasy football questions ready to go for the final week for most people in the fantasy football season. So we will get that rolling for you coming up here in just a little bit. I think we got it reestablished here with Greg. Try it one more time. What do you say, Mark? One more time here?
Kyle's going to give us a thumbs up here in a minute.
All right. We'll try it one more time here. Greg, can you hear us?
I can hear you now. Good to talk to you guys.
We had the great introduction, and then, you know, technology got in the way.
You know what? Doesn't it always?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful world of electronics today. I think we could go back to some mechanical stuff every once in a while just to make us all think right.
There you go.
Greg, what in the world are you doing in this business 30 years later?
Isn't that something, Mark? I've had a chance over probably this last fall really to think a little bit about that. So it really has been 31 years. And you know, I affectionately tell the younger folks that I'm around today, you know, I'm 57 going on 22 and I'm not changing. And I'm very serious about that. I love working around young people. They certainly make you think. They keep you young, but I am so blessed right now to be around probably 20 of the greatest kids in America. I've never had my experience each fall with young people is usually pretty good anyway. But I'm just telling you, is young folks kind of get a bad rap by some people today about lazy and play with their phones and stick their head in computers and all that stuff. These guys do that, but I'm telling you, they're both men and women. When it comes time to digging and go to work, they do that. And you know what? They all want to learn. I think that's really cool today. Really, really cool. And I am so blessed to be around these guys because if they do nothing else, this job, as you know, Mark, a little bit, is long and can be tiring. I'm going to tell you what, one of them makes me laugh every day, and it makes me want to come back to work. So that's kind of neat.
That's the best thing. And, yeah, they keep you young out there, certainly, just chasing around all those young people.
Nothing wrong. Yeah, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. The old shoe guy loves it, so I can't complain a bit. And, you know, we're loading the semi right now. We got most of it on there, our practice and game stuff. We're waiting on a couple pieces from practice yet, doing a little extra laundry. But, no, you know, you think about it. We're going back to Tampa, and someone was here a little while ago asking about loading the truck. I said the big thing is there's a place for everything, but everything's got to find its place because if we don't do it right, we get to start over, and we don't want to do that. Our two truck drivers from a long time ago, Mike Reagan and Ed Huff, taught me you touch it one time. Think about it, and touch it one time. And that's what we do. Kevin Ford and I kind of spearhead the loading of the truck, and it's about half to 60% done right now, and we'll finish most of it up tomorrow.
A lot of organization, I'm sure, Greg. What do you have a checklist you developed over the years? Is it different going to different places? Tell us about that.
Sure. So, yeah, Mark, you have a master list that I've used from day one. And it's really, to be honest, it's experience-based. You have a pretty good idea what the players are going to need if they forget something. Most of the stuff that goes on that truck from the equipment room standpoint is the just-in-case. If a coach forgot their whistle, somebody forgot their socks, you know, one of the things we put on there extra – our footballs, if we get down there at range 3 days in a row, we still got to have good balls for the game. We can make, you know, we can get balls dried out overnight for practice the next day, but now we're going to have to use new ones for game day because once they get waterlogged, they are a little harder to use. So it's things like that. You we're playing on grass, which we don't play on grass much, so kids have to bring an extra pair of shoes, so we bring extra shoes, the screw-in cleat kind, seven studs, and then we bring extra cleats with us in case their cleats get bagged so we can replace those. I mean, there's gum on there, there's coffee on there. You know, just there's a little bit of everything. And, you know, experience, you talk about that. You know, a few years ago when we were in Miami, it was colder than cold. We brought some cold weather stuff, but probably not as much as what we put on there now. If you look at the long-range forecast, it's supposed to be between 70 and 80. But about the time that you believe all that, you get caught. So you still got to plan and think for all types of weather too, you know, from rain gear to gloves to two different kinds of hats and kind of all of the above. And then to kind of follow up or finish, Mark, yeah, depending on where we're practicing, some schools, and most of the time we practice at high schools. This case, we're at Tampa University, so it's a little different deal. You know, we have to bring soap for the showers this year, which some places you do, some places you don't. We have to bring extra clocks for practice. Some schools have extra clocks, some don't. So it is very dependent on where you're going, what they're willing to provide and help you with, and maybe, depending on the area, what you're able to get down there versus have to pack and take with you.
Speaking of gum, what kind does Kirk chew?
Sugar-free bubble gum.
Sugar-free bubble gum.
Is that
bubble yum, Y-U-M.
Bubble yum,
bubble yum. Okay.
Now, is that the most important thing? Is that number one on the list of things you cannot forget?
Scott, if Greg forgets that, he might as well hitchhike home.
Speaking of that, Greg, have you ever, on game day perhaps, slipped up, made a mistake that really wasn't met very kindly by the coaches?
Yeah. That has not happened to me, but I do have a great story about forgetting something. So 1990, I think it was 1990. That's a few years ago, Mark.
Yes.
We're on our way to Ann Arbor, and we had just that season changed the way our coaches' stuff was taken care of. What in the past we used to do, we had done, is coaches would pack their own game stuff, and then we just transport it, hang it, take it, and then we'd bag it and bring it back. Well, we'd had a couple things, issues where guys had accidentally forgot things, so we went to packing everything for the coaches. Well, we kind of did it in midstream, and we hadn't had a chance to buy any travel trunks yet, so we were just putting stuff in bags. So we had everything kind of put together, no big deal, had all the coaches' shoes in a bag. And what we do is when stuff goes on the truck, we unzip a bag, check it, and put it on. Well, what happened is, at the time, the University of Michigan had a grass field. Somebody opened the bag, saw they were flats, you know, basketball-type shoes, coaches' shoes. Well, we don't need those, and they threw them off. Well, no big deal. So we get up to Ann Arbor, and typical the way I like to do things, we're set up before the team ever leaves Iowa City, just for that happenstance. So we get done, everything's set. I said, hey, guys, there's a black shoe bag on the truck. It's got the coaches' shoes in it. Must have got mixed up with our extra cleats. Well, they couldn't find them. So I panicked a little bit. I called back to Iowa City. They just left. So now what am I going to do? I mean, you got 22 guys. Hayden wears white ponies. He's not wearing a pair of Nikes or, you know, whatever. You're not going to run to the store and buy ponies, I guess is the best way to describe it. So I got a hold of Rita Foley, Hayden's secretary, who's still Kirk's secretary, and we got it all figured out. Well, Shirley Fry was flying up to the game the next day. It was a later kick, 3:30 start. Team gets there at 1:30. We're in good shape. So E.K. Jones flies Shirley up. No big deal. It's 12. They'll be there by 11 o'clock. It's 11:30. It's 12. It's 12:30. Now I'm starting to sweat a little bit. But you know what? At 1:25, the shoes arrived. At 1:30, at 1:29, they were put in. At 1:30, Hayden got there, and he never knew. That's probably the closest call to anything. Every once in a while, there may be a jersey that gets missed just because it's kind of the way we do things. And if you have a player change between Thursday and Friday, sometimes that happens. Somebody thinks they're doing this, and I think I'm doing that. So that does happen, but we've never really had a big catastrophe. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Well, you've worked with both Hayden Fry and Kirk Ferentz, obviously. Was one more, I don't know, more particular, more superstitious? How are they different, or were they not?
You know what I would say, Mark? They aren't very different at all.
Hmm.
Kirk has his specific things on game day. Hayden did too. And if you lose two times in a row with whatever we're wearing, it's time to find something else. and I do laugh with Kirk a little bit on that because he's more superstitious than what people think, and Hayden definitely was. You know, one of Hayden's big superstitions was he had to have a new white coaching shirt every game.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
No matter if they won or lost.
Yeah. It didn't matter. That was his deal. I understand this more each day, and I those that are listening just understand this. You know, a guy sitting in my chair. I've been the head football guy for about 20 years now, and before that I was an assistant. But what is amazing to me at the University of Iowa, we've had two football coaches in that time, and two outstanding human beings. Mm-hmm. First, mm-hmm. In our world today. If you think about that, college athletics and egos and attitudes and this and that and that and this, I mean, if you think about that here in the heartland, the Midwest, how fortunate we are at this institution to have two people like that running a football program. And ethical, do it right, Don't cut corners. All the above. Check, check, check. And you know, to your other part of your question, I miss Hayden's wit a little bit. He always had something odd and quirky that would make you think a little bit and maybe make sure that you knew he was around. Kirk is a little more quiet and laid back, but the respect factor is there for him too, much like Coach Fry. So I'm just incredibly blessed to have that opportunity. You know, one thing that you learn when you work for Hayden, and Kirk carried it through, which I really appreciate, we do things right all the time. You know, Gary Barta, our AD, one of his three things is do it right, and we do here in this building. I think that's really neat because as you work around young people, whether they're players or student managers or my student equipment people that work here with me, they understand the do it right thing. When they get out of this door and they're a year away or 5 years away or 10 years away, and they come back and talk to you, that's one thing they've taken away from here is the fact that, you know what, you guys taught us how to do things right. So whether it's my family or my job or I'm changing jobs, they have a great understanding of the importance of treating people right and doing things right. It just makes things go, especially when you're younger, a lot easier.
Yeah. Greg Morris, the football equipment manager for the Iowa Hawkeye football team, joining us here on the Gym Class in KGYM. How many – you got the student managers, they're involved. What's how many manpower, how many folks are there, and how long does it take to get everything put together for, say, a trip down to Tampa for the Outback Bowl?
That's a great question, Scott. So there's 12 student managers, and then I've got eight part-time people that work for me, and it's more because when school's in sessions, hours are able to be here opposite of class. So Kevin Ford and I probably started thinking about a bowl game right after Nebraska. So what you do, irregardless of where you're going, you have certain trunks that you need to make sure are ready to go, and it's a lot of the same stuff we do throughout the year, but because you're going to be gone a week, you better think about what may or may not break. And I'll give you a great example. You know, when we went to the Precision Fit helmets, no air. So we didn't have to worry about air bladders and replacing that stuff. But what happens with them that alters the fit of the helmet today is we bend a face mask. So we make sure that if it's an overnight stay like we're going to Illinois like we did, I don't worry about that because we've checked all those game helmets before we leave Iowa City. But now we've got a week of practice that if someone bends two or three of them, we got to make sure we have those replacements. So you think about trunks. Once it's announced and our guys get down to do a kind of a pre-trip inspection, walkthrough deal, so they bring back patches. We had to get all the patches sewn on. And then once that we get the okie dokie from the bowl to start printing things, we've got several different pieces that have Outback Bowl on them. And then it kind of comes all to fruition today when we've got stuff staged in the hallway here and start loading. So we start a little bit after 1 o'clock, and we got a lot of it that we want to get done today, done probably 15, 20 minutes ago. And then we're still working on some stuff yet this afternoon. And when I hang up here with you guys, we'll put a couple more things on there. And then tomorrow will be the day we put all the hotel items on. And then there'll be some extra luggage and stuff like that. But probably by tomorrow afternoon, 5, 6 o'clock, we'll have it all wrapped up. And to be honest with you, it's really a 2 to 3 week process. Now, the advantage of that 2 to 3 weeks is you're not forced to think of everything right away because that's when you make mistakes. So if you kind of get planned, get your lists out, start thinking, you know, what have we done in the season that's good and bad, or what may we need, like going to Tampa versus going to San Diego, or, you know, if you're going to play in Nashville or New York City, it's going to be cold, so you got to put some more cold weather stuff on. Although we put a few cold weather pieces on the truck, we didn't put near as many as we would have had to, like when we went to New York City last year.
Greg, I wonder if you'd expand on the helmets because people aren't familiar. This has been an evolving process, these new helmets. And I know Kirk credits you with in your relationship with Riddell for, you know, moving this process along. Cost about $1,000 a piece, and yep. Nearly everybody's fitted with them now, right?
Yeah. So what we decided to do, we were involved in a study for the previous two seasons, not this one, but previous to that. And we had 7 guys in them 2 years ago. We had 8 guys in them last year. And they all enjoy them. In fact, it loved them. They loved the fit. What it is it's a helmet that's just made for their head and their head alone. So, Mark, you, Scott, and I, just knowing you two, we would all wear a large shell helmet. But the difference is once it's made for you and Scott and Greg, we can't interchange and hope that it works. It's probably not going to fit right or appropriate. So we went through those two seasons, those two guys, with those players, 15 in total without a concussion. So I went to our administration about a year ago right now and said, you know what? I really think this is what we need to do. It's player safety. It's custom made for them. We're not taking bits and pieces and trying to make a large a little bigger or large a little smaller. And between Gary Bart, our athletic director, and Greg Davies, our financial manager, and myself, we put a good financial plan together, help us get defray some of the costs. And it's worked magnificently. We haven't been concussion-free, but we've been at the minimum, which is really actually below the minimum. And the thing that our players like about them is the way they fit. There's not as much movement, not that they moved before, but they're just more secure in their heads. And the thing that I really like about it, that I kind of talked a little bit earlier about, is once they're on their head, they're fit. I don't worry about it versus a helmet that has some air in it. And if they come to me and say, hey, Greg, it doesn't fit right, the face mask is bent, we put a new one on, we're back to true, and we're good to go. The thing that I think we can carry our banner with right now, we are the only team in the country where our entire upperclassmen group are in them. So it's right around 70 guys right now. The true freshmen don't have them because it does take time from measure to manufacture, and they'll be measured right after the first of the year for theirs, and they'll all have theirs by spring football. So then we'll be 100% on the field for spring football. And then in June, when the two freshmen come in, the manufacturing process isn't quite done there yet. So they'll probably wear the medium, large, and XL shell, which is a safe helmet. I'm not saying that, but we just feel that the precision fit, the custom fit to all three of us is just a step better. And I believe listening to our players, because I do concern myself with that a lot, they all feel like they're better protected. And that's part of it, too. We have to listen to that. If they feel better, chances are it probably is a little better for them.
Yeah, that's great, and a great story. And, yes, it's all about the health of the kids, no doubt about that. And we'll let you go get finished loading the truck and all that, Greg.
Yeah. you know what? I got to tell you, I've enjoyed sitting here talking to you guys. That's not a bad deal.
No, it's fun, isn't it?
Hey, Mr. Dukes, I haven't forgot you. He's promised me tomorrow.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
I'm going to try and hold him to that if I can. I get him tackled and get him in here.
All right, Greg.
Hey, Greg, appreciate it.
Let me just finish up. I want to really thank you guys for taking the time to visit with me. It's a big deal to me in our program, and I certainly appreciate you getting me on the airwaves, and it's been a ton of fun, and I'd love to do it again sometime.
Will do, Greg.
Sounds good. Greg, appreciate it, and have fun getting ready, and have fun at the bowl game.
We will do that, gentlemen. Thank you. Take care. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Greg Morris, he's the shoe guy, the equipment manager for the Iowa football team.
Just needs a little more energy.
He does. Huh? He does need some more energy. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will join us. And your fantasy football questions for most people's final week of their season. There's maybe some championships on the line. We'll talk about that when we come back. This AM Extra Point from ESPN is brought to you by Brick Alley.
How do you after work? How about 20 beers on tap, a 180-inch big screen with stadium seating, and happy hour from 3 to 6? Yeah, that's the way you after work. At Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion, it's the place to go with the crew, catch some sports, blow off steam with darts or a game of pool, and take a load off. They have two rooms available for holiday party rentals, too. After work at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I'll tell you this. I would give Greg Williams the job with one asterisk, one caveat. If you can get Lincoln Riley, go get him. If you cannot get Lincoln Riley, give Greg Williams the job. This isn't theoretical anymore. This is happening. Greg Williams as head coach with Freddie Kitchens as the offensive coordinator isn't a projection. It's not hypothetical. It's in the record books. 4-2. This is real. And where are you going to go without Lincoln Riley? Does Josh McDaniels do it for you that much more? Does that bird in the bush look that much more attractive than the one in your hand? Greg Williams has given you something real. And unless you can get Lincoln Riley, to me, the rest of the hypotheticals aren't slam dunks.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never closing eyes, always watching you, plotting. which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Hey guys, when you're built like a power forward or a power lifter, finding clothes that fit can be a real pain. That's why DXL is a real game changer. DXL is built with a huge selection of clothes, starting at size XL, from Lacoste, Levi's, Brooks Brothers, and more. So stop into one of our 200 plus DXL stores or visit destinationxl.com to find clothes that look great and fit even better. Built to fit, built XL, DXL.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Oh, sing it, Elvis.
I'll be so blue.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us right now. And his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy football here on KGYM. If you have a question, go ahead and send it to us right now on the text line at 319-366-1600. You can also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. Chris, I hope your semifinal week was better than mine.
I doubt it. Doubt it was. One of my teams was the number one seed. It had Keenan Allen and Aaron Jones, both of whom got hurt in the first quarter. So I got 0.8 points between those two. And you just got to laugh. I mean, it was just one of those years where it was just ridiculous.
Chris, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but last week was so weird in terms of a lot of top players not doing anything. And Kyle Mann, our producer, run down some of the players you had. You had the top scoring team in the league, right, all year?
I was actually just venting to Chris about this
off
the air. But, yeah, Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb, Juju Smith-Schuster. I also had Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen, all those guys had like their worst or their second worst game of the entire season.
Weird.
Yeah, it was just, you know, it's kind of bad luck. It's colder weather. I think the scores in general were lower this week. There's obviously injuries. Teams are more beat up. So, you know, they're not as fresh as they were in week two, three, four. And it was just kind of a crazy coincidence.
Okay, the text line 0656 is in a half point PPR. If Julio doesn't play, I will stick Woods in my wide receiver two spot. Then who would you flex and start at RB2 between Cohen, McGuire, and Jamal Williams?
In a PPR, I would start Cohen. In a non-PPR, I think I would go Jamal Williams. But it's close between him and McGuire.
Okay, he needs a flex as well among those three.
Oh, is it PPR or not?
It's a half point PPR, half point.
I'll go McGuire and Williams.
Okay. 68-82, Trey Burton, Jimmy Graham, or Ian Thomas, PPR scoring?
Well, Cam Newton's out, so who knows what's going to happen there. So I would say Trey Burton.
John in Dubuque, Mayfield at home versus the Bengals, or Jameis at Dallas?
Mayfield.
0211. He's in a half point PPR league, and I need two of these three running backs. And that would be Derrick Henry, Sony Michel, Connor, Williams, or Adams. I assume that'd be what, Chiefs Williams?
Connor's out, it looks like. I would say Derrick Henry, and which Williams is it?
Didn't say.
Damien Williams?
It might be the Chiefs, Williams. I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says Williams.
Yeah. Well, you know, if Spencer Ware is not playing, I would definitely use Damien Williams. So I would check that first.
From 608 area code, will Jalen Samuels be worth a start in a particular league at tight end?
Yeah, tight end for sure, because it looks like James Conner's probably not going to play, in which case Samuels will be the starter. New Orleans has a really good run defense, but he qualifies a tight end. I think you got to roll the dice.
1 point PPR, 76-33 is in. Which is the best three-player combo? Hill, Cooper, and Gordon, or Henry, D. Williams, probably the Kansas City Williams.
Yes, I would assume.
And Barkley.
Oh, and Barkley, he said?
Yeah, Henry, Williams, and Barkley.
Hill, Cooper, Gordon. Melvin Gordon or Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon.
I would go with the Barkley, Henry, Williams, especially if Ware is out.
Okay, 66-87 is in a PPR. David Johnson or Jamal Williams?
Ooh, I'm going to say Jamal Williams.
76.
Have fallen.
76. Yeah, really. 76-19. Rivers or Wilson at quarterback, and Butler or Bailey as a kicker?
Definitely Wilson. And Bailey's Vikings at Detroit, and then Harrison Butker at Seattle.
Yes, Butker.
They're both pretty bad. I mean, Butker struggled a bit. I guess I'll say Butker. It's a higher over-under.
319-366-1600. Keep the text rolling in here, like 1288 PPR League. Jay Williams or R. Anderson in flex? Thank you much, he says.
I like Robbie Anderson. Who's Jay Williams?
Just says Jay, period, Williams. And my mind is not working with my cold.
Yeah, there's a lot of Williamses. I mean, Robbie Anderson I like this week, but depends which Jay Williams it is.
27-12, is Fournette or Connor worth keeping in a keeper league? That's a keeper league question.
Both are worth keeping. But if you have to choose between the two, that's actually tough. I'd probably go Fournette, but it's close.
This is from Derek, and he's in a dynasty league. Goff, Gurley, Elliott, Chubb, Brown, Landry, Ertz, Fairbairn, Steelers, 14-0, anybody? I shall not start. I'm going for back-to-back championships. Mm. He's bragging, you see, but that's good.
He's just boasting. We don't allow boasting on our show. We only allow complaining. That's the rule.
1541 is in a standard league and looking for a flex. Robert Woods or Jordan Howard?
In a standard league, I guess I'm going to go Woods anyway.
Who's going to get benched this week? Is Cam going to get benched?
Cam's
Rogers?
Not playing. Cam's out.
Cam's getting benched. Cam is shut down. Rodgers is playing, though.
Would you play Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, it depends, you know, what my choices were, but I would play him. I think the Jets are not very good. It's a road game, which he struggled, but I think they could light up the Jets. I think that Cam really needed to be shut down the week before. I don't know if you guys watched the Monday night game, but it looked like not even an average man throwing the ball out there. I mean, he was throwing at their feet. I mean, he really just could not get anything on it. And he said his shoulder was sore, and no surprise, they're shutting him down.
85-93 is in a PPR league, Chris, and needs to start two of these four. Derrick Henry, Melvin Gordon, Marlon Mack, or Connor. Who you said is out?
Well, Connor's not playing, so I think I'm going Marlon Mack against the Giants and Derrick Henry against the Redskins and sitting Gordon first game back and then having to face the Ravens.
It's interesting how teams turn toward their running backs as you get into late December, isn't it? I mean, every year.
Yeah, I mean, because it's harder to throw, you know. And also, I think that a lot of the creative scheming that, you know, the Rams were doing, the Saints were doing, doesn't seem to be working. You know, those offenses have really kind of slowed down. I think defenses have more film on things that they're doing. And, you know, at some point it just becomes a war, you know, and they got to just hoop and smash it out. I mean, obviously you still want creative play design, but it's not, you know, you're not getting away with a bunch of jet sweeps anymore.
Very true. 319-366-1600. A couple more minutes here with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. If you would like to get your question in, as most people have their finals or championship round this week or consolation, depending on how things went for you this year. So go ahead and get a question in here, and then we'll have Chris on sometime early in the new year and kind of wrap things up for fantasy football.
Look back to the start of the year, Chris. Number one underestimated fantasy player.
I underestimated Christian McCaffrey. I didn't think he'd be that good. I certainly didn't think he'd be this durable with a bigger workload. That was mine. I think other people in the industry liked him more than I did. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, obviously Pat Mahomes, people, everyone knew he was a sleeper. Nobody knew he was by far the number one QB. I think Andrew Luck, nobody expected him to come back as strong as he did. I know he killed people in the playoffs, but he's had a great year. So those are a few guys
I would say.
1288, previous question. He's clearing it up. It's Robbie Anderson or Jamal Williams in a PPR?
Oh, full PPR. I think Jamal is safer. I think Robbie Anderson, you know, could go crazy, but he's a receiver, so you just want to get yourself some points. I think Jamal Williams is a safe play.
There you go. And you never know how it's going to play out in this final week of the season. Some guys are going to step up you never heard of, and who would have thought that, you know, it came down to losing because the Chiefs had Williams run for two touchdowns the other night against the Chargers.
Not going to the waiver wire soon enough, huh? Yeah.
Well, I didn't get it in the draft for our pickups that week. So that's what got me, Chris, this past week.
It was a brutal week. I mean, you really, you know, Jalen Samuels, Damian Williams, Robbie Anderson. You know, the high-scoring tight end in non-PPR was Garrett Celek.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. Yeah. That was literally the number one tight end. And, you know, the QBs were like Josh Allen and Matt Ryan, who hadn't done much recently. And, you know, Andrew Luck did absolutely nothing. Marlon Mack was a monster. You know, Saquon Barkley did nothing. Zeke did a little bit, but not that much. I mean, it was just a crazy week, and it just happened to be while people were in the playoffs and a lot of sour people. But just remember, every sour person who had a great team, like your producer, you know, somebody beat them who had a crap team, and they're excited. They love it. They're like, this is great. We have a good team, and I'm in the finals.
There's always a bright spot, always a silver lining out there. For more information, Chris, I know people can go to your website right up to the last possible moment before they have their lineup in.
That's right. rotowire.com/trial. We get all the scratches on Sunday. Who's playing, who's not. We rank everybody by position. Of course, we have daily fantasy. We have articles handicapping the games against the spread. We have basketball. We have hockey. We have a million sports. rotowire.com/trial. Totally free 10-day trial.
Yeah, good stuff. And happy holidays to you and yours, Chris. And like I said, we'll get together one more time and talk about keepers and et cetera as we get into the new year. But have a great time.
Yeah, you too, guys. Have a great holiday.
All right. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. His appearance brought to you by Amon Communications. We'll come back and tell you what's on tap at the lanes tonight when we return.
You have some mighty impressive power. Spend a dollar locally and bam! It returns an average of 3 times more to our community than spending it somewhere else. Buy here to have a direct positive impact on all of us. Here's some places to start. At the Early Bird, top chickadee Brooke Fitzgerald prides herself on creating a welcoming environment for all customers. A commitment to the community and world-renowned intelligentsia coffee and tea are a few of the perks. Pearson's Flower Shop and Greenhouses has a long history in Cedar Rapids, 90 years to be exact. Their 2 flower shops, greenhouses, garden center, and interior plantscaping make beautiful things available for everyone. All About the Stitch Custom Embroidery understands the importance of the details. They offer personalized gifts that are made to order, and they also create custom embroidered apparel for businesses. Use your power for good. Return an average of 3 times more to our community with the Buy Here program from the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. At the gym, we're big fans. Hop on board and buy here.
Treat that special someone this holiday season with a gift from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have endless gift-giving ideas. If you can't decide, an Elevate gift card is always an excellent choice. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. This week only, get a free flat iron or blow dryer valued at up to $100 with a $100 product purchase while supplies last. Elevate their holiday with a gift they won't forget from Elevate Salon and Spa. Edgewood Road and Blairsbury Road.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Mark, you asked for it, you get it. Little Mannheim steamroller for you.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
We need to get to Bowling Night in America, which is also very nice, despite what happens on the lanes. It's on tap tonight at May City Bowl, and they are the sponsor of Bowling Night in America here on the Gym, the Christmas holiday edition of Bowling Night in America on Trent Street Southwest tonight.
We've nearly reached the halfway point, Scott. This is week 15 of 32 weeks. We'll be off next week for the...
48 games left after tonight, Buzz, if you're listening.
Rusty Nails mired in ninth place right now among the 14 teams in the adult Evergreen League. Five under 500. Tonight, way on the far end, lanes 31 and 32 against our friends from Hup Electric. You and I are off, but rumors are...
May make it out.
We may cheer on the boys tonight, yeah.
For an appearance.
And to visit Hall of Famer Roger Bruner.
Yeah, when Roger Bruner is in the house, you have to be there. And there's going to be so many Bruners there tonight, it's just going to make your head spin. So we'll have a report coming up tomorrow, but stop on by. Still time to stop at the Pro Shop and get some terrific holiday ideas for the bowler out there. We'll tell you about it tomorrow when we come back.